It was the budget last week from Jeremy Hunt, potentially the last one of this current government. And Rob Beale from Morris Owen is now joining us just to give us a view of to how that, as to how that might affect us going forward. So Rob, would, if you don't mind, just tell us about the headlines from the Chancellor's speech last week, please.
I think the main headline, more than anything else, was the reduction in national insurance of 2 pence in the pound. The government, after years of saying that national insurance isn't a tax, has finally accepted it is a tax. And for the basic rate, it's reduced by 2p, which, you know, for someone on, I think, average earnings is about 450 quid a year, something like that. But it's, that's what they tell us. There's a lot in the budget that they didn't tell you that you've got to factor in as well.
Yeah, yeah. Because obviously the big, the sort of the headline on taxes is that because thresholds haven't gone up with inflation, it kind of balances itself out, doesn't it?
I think that's exactly the point, is that, you know, you hear what they want you to hear, but then there's a total quiet silence on exactly things like that, which actually means that people are naturally paying more tax anyway. So, you know, how much of it overall means a tax reduction and how much of it just means your tax isn't rising, I guess is a different conversation.
Yeah, indeed. And I guess, you know, that will wash through, and I'm not sure people particularly notice it, to be honest. Now, obviously, that's to try and get votes, isn't it? That headline of 2p cut in national insurance is to try and get votes. If it doesn't wash through by the end of the year, then or whenever the election comes through, then it might have backfired. But I mean, I think the interesting thing overall, because of the rising costs, particularly with social care, it's quite difficult, isn't it, to actually argue that as a society we shouldn't be paying taxes at the moment. I mean, it's a little bit of a juxtaposition, isn't it?
I think that's exactly the question. You know, you either have your services and have to pay for them, or accept that you don't have your services. And I think the other thing is that whilst inflation's been high, obviously inflation in certain sectors is significantly higher. When you've got an aging population, the social health and social care bill just goes up and up and up. Mm. But I guess the other thing that he mentioned in the budget that was very interesting from a economic point of view, but also potentially from a political point of view, is they're talking about inflation expected to be below 2% in a couple of months' time. And off the back of that, they're expecting interest rates to start to come down. And therefore, you know, taking your point, is that going to be the last headline before an election, or is there potentially going to be an autumn statement? Because if those things happen, they have more of an opportunity to have a second bite of the cherry.
Yeah. I mean, we try not to be political when we talk, but you can argue, I'm not saying that the Conservatives will get re-elected, I suspect they probably won't, but you can argue that stability has been brought into the economy following the Liz Truss mad days.
Yeah, and I guess there's two views of that, isn't there? One is we've returned to boring government. The second is it was the government that made it exciting. And, you know, I guess depends where you stand on the spectrum as to what your view is. I think the thing is we just need stability going forward so that people, certainly from a business point of view, can just plan for the future.
Indeed. There was one or two other things that came up, some of them political. So the non-dom status, that's something that the Tories have been under pressure from. I don't think that's an unfavourable policy. Improved child support, that's good. And there's a cost of living fund. So it did seem that there was a few positives there for people that might need it.
Yeah, I think the other one that personally really annoyed me was the government actually acknowledging, recognising the unfairness of the child benefit phase out. Okay, they've increased the threshold in the short term, but they actually acknowledged the inequity of two families each earning 49,000 would still get their child benefit, whereas one family potentially historically earning 60 grand wouldn't get it. And you know, that was good to hear, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And then some of the old favourites, so cigarettes, vapes, alcohol, have all come in for a little bit of an increase, but fuel duty's been frozen.
Yeah, and I don't think there was much in the budget that came as a surprise, to be fair. And I think fuel duty being frozen, it was expected. It's been frozen for a long period of time, and it is what it is from that point of view. I think also with fuel duty, it just has an impact on the forecasts and how people announce what's happening going forward with government spending and government borrowing. So take that one into account as well.
Yeah. Okay, Rob. So overall, if you were to sum up, or if I asked you to sum up, was it a good, bad, or indifferent budget?
I guess the reality is it was full of a few sound bites to try and score some political points. I think overall, you summed it up. Actually, this government and a Labour government, if it gets in, hasn't got far to move because we've got such big bills to pay and therefore we need the tax in order to pay it. The other aspect of it is if we had an election, certainly if we had an election over the summer, how much of this in reality would come into play and how much of it would be potentially looked at by a new government anyway. So the key thing is that they sent out the right message. They continued with the message of stability and wanting growth in the economy. But we just need to see it start to happen.
Rob Beale from Maurice Owen, as ever, thanks very much for those thoughts.
Thanks.